Blackstone Publishing presents Brass Carriages and Glass Hearts by Nancy Campbell Allen. This book is read by Justine Eyre. To my cousin Roy, who has the most loving and pure heart I know. The prince approached her, took her by the hand, and danced with her. He would dance with no other maiden, and never let loose of her hand, and if anyone else came to invite her, he said, "This is my partner." Cinderella, The Brothers Grimm, 1857. Chapter 1. Emmeline Castle O'Shea stood at a podium on the balcony of the Municipal Hall for Citizen Affairs and looked out with satisfaction at the murmuring crowd, feeling the energy build in the large room as she finished speaking. "We worked tirelessly for the repeal of the Predatory Shifter Extermination Act, which was not only unethical and cruel, but grossly illegal, yet factions within the Predatory Shifter Regulations Committee are meeting tonight with plans to see it slyly reinstated." The crowd, which had begun as a mid-sized gathering of shifter rights advocates, had grown in numbers as curious passers-by peeked in to see what sort of ruckus they were missing. And ruckus it would inevitably become. Such was the nature of the business. Emmy was not an advocate of rioting, not usually, but when social justice was slow to evolve, certain consequences naturally followed. As president of the London chapter of the Shifter Rights Organisation, she was firm in her admonition that violence was permitted only in cases of self-defence, and that destruction of property not belonging to members of a hated committee was neither advocated nor condoned. Those parameters left plenty of room for movement and interpretation, of course, and Emmy was aware that each successive gathering and protest had the potential to turn ugly. Her people were professional and knew their rights and responsibilities, but she couldn't be responsible for the unruly fringe elements that often joined whenever the SRO mounted a protest. Some people rioted for the sake of rioting. People streamed in through the side doors and the back of the large hall, and a sense of foreboding snaked up her spine. The constabulary were already gathering, and she knew that a certain member of the yard would not be far behind. Tonight's cause, however, could not be ignored. Months ago, she'd demanded the repeal of the Extermination Act, the sanctioned murder of law-abiding citizens who happened to shapeshift into predatory animals 3 days each month, which had drawn the attention.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?